Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 15th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Walter Pro. Leading off today, after launching the one-year free trial with new Apple device purchases in November of 2019, Apple TV Plus is now reducing that free offer period to 3 months starting in July. The new terms are listed in a quiet update to the Apple TV Plus website, and this comes after the free year trials have been extended twice for up to an additional 9 months. But these free trials are also now set to expire in July. As always, free trials are only eligible to be redeemed once per family sharing group. So this means that if you have a free Apple TV Plus hardware trial in the past, you cannot redeem another one, even if it's for the shorter 3-month window. The free 3 months for Apple TV Plus now matches the promotion available for Apple Arcade and is much longer than competing streaming services, many of which no longer offer a free trial at all. Apple TV Plus is priced at $5 per month or $50 per year, and it's included in the Apple One subscription bundle. The company is preparing a strong lineup for this fall with the returning seasons of Ted Lasso and The Morning Show, as well as other shows including Foundation and Invasion. In other news today, Apple has released iOS 12.5.4 to older iPhone and iPad devices. This update brings security fixes and is recommended for all users. And Apple says it fixes a trio of vulnerabilities affecting memory corruption and WebKit. The update is available for the iPad Air, the iPad Mini 2, the iPad Mini 3, the 6th generation iPod Touch, the iPhone 5S, the iPhone 6, and the iPhone 6 Plus. All of these devices were dropped from support with iOS 13. But Apple has continued to update them with important security fixes since then. Most recently, Apple had previously rolled out iOS 12.5.3 last month with security fixes for other vulnerabilities. iOS 12.5.4 fixes 3 issues, 2 of which Apple says may have been actively exploited. The 2 WebKit vulnerabilities are the ones that Apple says may have been exploited, and WebKit is the engine that powers the Safari web browser. The vulnerabilities were centered on web content that may lead to arbitrary code execution because of a memory corruption issue. Because of these important security fixes, you should update your older iPhones and iPads as soon as possible by going to the Settings app, then choosing General, then choosing Software Update. We are sponsored this week by Walter Pro. Walter Pro for Mac makes it easy to transfer virtually any file in any format to your iPhone, iPad, or Mac. Walter Pro has always been a useful alternative to iTunes for getting content from a Mac or a PC to an iOS device, and now that iTunes has been retired, it's even more useful. It's called Walter Pro for a reason. It allows you to manually edit metadata, convert files into Apple-friendly formats directly to your local drive, and more. And for HomePod users, the all-new Walter Pro lets you convert unsupported music formats like WAV and FLAC, sending them directly to Apple Music in the cloud for playability on your HomePod or any iCloud device. Walter Pro is a fantastic tool for transferring photos, videos, music, and more. And it even supports legacy iPods, including the original iPod Classic, released in 2001. Learn more about Walter Pro and download it for free at softorino.com/9to5daily. That's softorino.com/9to5daily to get 30% off as a 9to5 Mac daily listener. Apple will drop the face mask requirements at a number of its retail stores and offices as soon as this week, according to a new report from Bloomberg. The report says Apple has informed retail and corporate employees of this change, while also noting that retail employees will not be required to ask maskless customers for their vaccination status. Retail employees will still be required to wear face masks for the time being, but customers shopping in stores will not. The change is expected to begin rolling out to retail stores in the United States as soon as today. Meanwhile, Apple is also planning to drop the mask requirement at some of its corporate offices in Cupertino. Apple made this announcement in a separate memo to corporate employees, saying that the changes are coming to a number of sites. In addition to the relaxed masking requirements for corporate employees, Apple will also loosen social distancing guidelines. But in this case, Apple says the changes apply only to those corporate employees who are vaccinated against COVID-19. Apple says, quote, "Given the progress being made in response to COVID-19 in the U.S., we wanted to let you know that a number of sites are now moving to the next phase of resumption and will begin to operate under Phase 3 on-site protocol. Protocols are being updated to permit optional masking for vaccinated individuals. Physical distancing requirements are also being relaxed as part of this phase," end quote. So Apple is joining a long list of companies in the United States that have relaxed their COVID-19 protocols due to progress being made in COVID-19 vaccinations. Retailers such as Starbucks, Walmart, and Target have also announced changes to their mask policies. And while some retailers are emphasizing that unvaccinated customers should still wear masks, Apple Store employees are not required to ask for verification of vaccination. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.